This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 1 Chronicles chapters 28 and 29, Leroy tells how you can motivate the people you love. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the most difficult tasks of any leader is motivation. And today's passage of Scripture answers one of the most pressing questions in the study of spiritual leadership. How does the leader stimulate people to love and good works? How does the leader get his people fired up about the right things and keep them fired up? In 1 Chronicles 28 and 29, we are given a clue. In his final days as king, David faced a problem. How could he motivate his people to give Solomon the same love and devotion they had given him? He saw the magnitude of the task that Solomon would face when he would take over the throne of Israel. Solomon would need the dedicated help of hundreds of people. In order to build the temple, he would need materials of all kinds, and he would need lots of money. So David assembled all the representatives of the people and challenged them to give themselves unreservedly to the task before them. And where did David come upon that idea? As a man who had meditated day and night on the Word of God, David had read and thought deeply into what Moses had done in his last days as the leader of Israel, and he followed the example of Moses to a T. And David reminded his people that God himself had chosen Solomon to do this job. So to back Solomon was to fulfill the will of God. David did not base his request on emotion or expediency, but on principle set forth in the Old Testament scriptures themselves. David knew that building the temple would require a great deal of personal sacrifice on the part of everyone. So he challenged them with his own personal example. Notice 1 Chronicles 29:3. "Here," said David, "is what I have done to help bring this temple into being. Yes, I have set my affection on this house, but I have also given out of my personal treasures gold and refined silver in abundance. Now," he said, "who is willing to consecrate himself to the Lord today?" And the people offered willingly and gave in abundance. God used David's personal example and his words of challenge to fire the people up. These same principles apply today. Do you want your kids, your family, to love the Lord, to pray, to study the Scriptures? Then challenge them with biblical principles and set the example in your own life. And God will use it for His glory. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how do you respond to a change of leadership? Join us on Daily Discipleship.